Coach, congratulations. What a victory tonight. And boy, the defense played some pretty assignment sound football overall.
Well, they were pretty embarrassed with the way we played last week, and we all were as a staff and as, you know, players, and, you know, just kind of made a commitment to themselves. They're going to come out and play better and play as a team.
And you guys set the tone really from the opening drive, 11-play drive in that first quarter, get the run by Paco Bannon. He had nice touchdown runs of 1 and 2 yards out, and, you know, you guys run about to 24 plays in that first quarter compared to only 4 for Hugoton, and it seemed like it kind of set the tone from there on out with ball control.
Well, the win was big. Mm-hmm. You know, to be able to run a 5-minute drive into the win to start the game and, you know, get a score and, you know, take away the benefit of deferring to the second half. And then, you know, in the second half, you know, when we have the win, our guys just did the opposite and, you know, get 2 quick touchdowns and have another one called back right there and, you know, play really physical and really play assignment football. So, you know, that I'm proud of the kids. I mean, they come back this week with you know, really good week of practice. You know, they kind of bought into everything just a little bit more this week. And, you know, it paid off for them.
Absolutely. Head coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. And you had the quarterback, Yates Sutton. He had the most carries on the team. And he's one of those kids that's not too fast, but he's nice and he can shift pretty nice and turn it upfield quickly. And it seemed like you also had a lot of blue hats to the ball carrier tonight.
Well, Coach Turner did a great job. And, you know, the main thing is, you know, last week against Ulysses, we thought we were a day behind all week long as far as, you know, lining up correctly, you know, going to assignments. And, you know, this week we kind of changed up practice a little bit. And, you know, on Monday we did a whole lot of drill work with the guys that we had here. And we felt like on the Tuesday practice we were actually at a Thursday stage as far as, you know, readiness to read the keys. And, you know, that's a compliment to the kids. And also, you know, Coach Cotton changed a couple of things throughout the week with some assignments versus some formations. And, you know, the kids adjusted well. And, you know, they did their homework this week. And, you know, before, I don't know if we've been doing our homework very well. And, you know, this week they did their homework and everything came out just a little bit better. And, you know, it's just like being a student in a classroom. When you do your stuff at home and you kind of come to class prepared to play, you're good, you know, ace that test and ace that quiz. Well, you know, for us, you know, test nights are Friday. And, you know, they aced it tonight as far as the defensive effort, for sure.
Well, 5 turnovers tonight you guys forced. You got to be pretty happy about that. And it's been tough forcing turnovers all season long.
Well, we've been losing, you know, the two battles. You know, we've been losing, you know, the turnover battle for most of the year and also been losing the yards per carry, you know, both ways. As far as offense-wise, we haven't carried the ball very well for very many yards. And defense-wise, we've been giving up too many. And, you know, part of that is the big plays that we gave up. And, you know, tonight I think, you know, you kind of see what happens when you win those two elements of the game.
Well, next week you have a final league game of the season. Hard to believe we're there already, but it's another pretty senior-laden team in Goodland. They were trailing at the break at Ulysses 42-21 in a shootout there. Goodland, they've got some pretty good athletes, though, but they dropped their first game last week against Holcomb.
Well, I mean, we haven't looked at, you know, we're not good enough to look ahead. I mean, and we didn't look ahead last year when we were good enough to look ahead. So, you know, we kind of hear by rumor, you know, what Goodland's going to do. They're going to probably come down here and they're going to load up the line of scrimmage with a lot of defenders. And, you know, it's like Holcomb said last week, they're going to bust your play for no gain or a loss, or you're going to get a big one. You know, so, you know, for us, if our skill guys come and they're healthy next week, you know, I think, you know, we've got some kids that can make some plays. You know, if we don't prepare to play, you know, bad things are going to happen, of course, again. And, you know, for us, you know, the key is prep, you know, the week prep and, you know, the practice preparation to get ready to go. Offensive-wise for them, I know they throw the ball around a little bit, and, you know, on top of that, they got some pretty good running backs. So, you know, like you said, these are guys that beat up our seniors in 7th and 8th grade, and, you know, just like Hugoton beat our guys up at that stage and, you know, getting into the weight room and kind of physically maturing a little bit and, you know, buying into a system, you know, kind of helped our guys, you know, come back and win it on that last year.
All right. Well, Coach, once again, congratulations on the big victory tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks.